The Man in the Iron Mask. From the novel by Alexandre Dumas, adapted for radio by Eric Scott, and a George Edwards production. King Louis is very much in love with the Cardinal's niece, Maria. But the Cardinal apparently has other plans for this girl, and he packs her off to the country. Perhaps the Cardinal knows a little too much of the King and his intrigues. Then he reminds His Majesty that his state marriage is drawing near, the marriage with the Infanta of Spain. But the King hits upon a crafty plan. He orders his twin brother Edmund to take his place in Paris while he goes to the country to say a loving farewell to the Cardinal's niece. In this way, the Cardinal will believe that he is in Paris all the time. However, the unexpected happens. The King leaves in a closed carriage at night. And early the next morning, the Cardinal calls on the man whom he believes to be the King and tells him that although the state marriage is planned in 4 days' time, it has been arranged that a Spanish ceremony will take place that very day.
I'm to be married today?
Yes, Your Majesty, but only according to the Spanish custom. As I pointed out, we might hurt the feelings of the Spanish ambassador and the Spanish people if you and the Infanta were married according to the French custom only.
But can't the two marriages be performed on the one day?
That is impossible. The plans have been completed. And then again, if we marry you according to the Spanish custom on the day of our own French marriage, we might hurt our own people.
You don't know who you'll be hurting if we're married today.
I see nothing to be perplexed about, Your Majesty. It will be done quietly, simply, with only the Spanish ambassador present, Maria Teresa and her maids in waiting, and the several Spanish nobles who happen to be in court at the present time. Now then, the marriage has been set down for late afternoon. It doesn't demand the court dress. It will be just a quiet, simple affair. A gesture to our neighbors, the Spaniards, who, after all, must be placated, even though at the moment they are rather in our power.
But I'm not sure that I can be married today.
But, Your Majesty, why not? You have no engagement.
You'll have to give me time to think.
But of what is there to think, Your Majesty? You ask me to arrange this whole difficult business for you, and believe me, it has been an intricate affair. Whom to invite, whom not to invite, what customs to observe, the plan for the wedding feast. All these things have taken time and trouble. And I and your counselors have sat many days, planning carefully. To be truthful, we were worried. Very worried about the Spanish side of the business until I myself struck on the brilliant plan of having this quiet marriage today. Well, I will leave you now, Your Majesty.
I'll have to think about it. I just can't rush into this.
But what is there to rush into? Your Majesty, have you had another late night?
Not exactly. Look here, will you send Letellier to me? And you'll hear from me later in the day.
The marriage will take place in the chapel. I will officiate myself. Later, we will retire to the Red Banquet Room for the usual supper gathering. Good morning, Your Majesty.
My Lord Cardinal.
Yes, Your Majesty.
The Spanish custom of marriage is legal.
Your Majesty, what a question to ask. Of course it's legal. Otherwise, our neighbors, the Spaniards... But we can let that pass. Good morning, Your Majesty.
To be married. To be married late this afternoon. Oh, my dear. I can't do it. And the King's already in the country. Come in. Oh, come in. Letellier. I'm to be married late this afternoon.
What?
At least the King of France is to be married according to the Spanish custom.
Mon Dieu.
And there doesn't seem to be any getting out of it unless I openly oppose the Cardinal.
Oh, no.
No, you can't do that.
But, well, what else can I do? I can't marry the Infanta of Spain.
Please, Letellier, I appeal to your reason. How quickly can the King be brought back here?
It's only a matter of a few hours, but then there's the journey forward. Someone will have to go to him, tell him of this.
Tell him of this frightful predicament. Oh, his majesty must ride back post-haste.
But will there be time? The cardinal said that everything had been planned for a wedding in the chapel late this afternoon.
Oh, mon dieu, this is overwhelming. I will ride myself, Machiali. The most unlooked-for, uncalled-for of events. I'll ride with all haste to the king and bring him back as quickly as possible.
But in the meantime, supposing something happens, I shall have to openly oppose the cardinal.
Oh, no, no, Machiali, you dare not do
but
that.
But why? Why? If I'm supposed to be the king, is not the king the master of his subjects?
There's something you don't understand. There's a delicate situation between the king and the cardinal. The king, unfortunately, is not a thrifty king. And the treasury coffers become empty regularly. And it is the cardinal who always comes forward.
In what way? Surely he doesn't lend the king money.
Indeed, yes, Machiali. He has lent money on a number of occasions, and at an extortionate interest. Also, he advises the king, showing him where he can replenish the treasury coffers. Another valuable trait in the cardinal's character. And that is why the king would not dream of offending Cardinal Mazarin. And if you took it upon yourself to do what he wouldn't do...
I know. The Iron Mask.
Yes, Rachel.
All right, Letellier. Don't waste any more time. Every minute is precious. I can only hope that you reach him before this terrible event takes place.
Oh, Your Highness, you look radiant this morning.
I have never been happier. You know, Louisa, today is more important to me even than my wedding day.
But why, Your Highness?
The Cardinal has just been to see me. We are to be married at 6 this afternoon, according to our own custom.
Oh, how wonderful. Since I have come to love our king, I have inwardly wished this, Louisa.
It is strange, isn't it, how an unspoken wish sometimes becomes a fact? Yes, I wished it with all my heart and soul, that we could be married according to the Spanish rites. Now, this French way of living, Louisa, it's very strange. If the marriage ceremony concurs with it, I would feel almost unmarried.
And will you be in your bridal dress? Oh, I hope not, because it is not ready yet.
No, no, Louisa. The cardinal especially asked me to wear quiet black. We must be unobtrusive so as not to overshadow the big wedding, which will be here so soon. Oh, I shiver a little when I think of the state wedding, Louisa. The drive through the streets of Paris. The great crowds congregated around the cathedral. The cardinal told me of it this morning. And then later the reception. So many eyes, so many faces leaning forward, staring at me, appraising, calculating. Some perhaps resentful because I am a Spaniard.
Oh, but you love your husband. That is so important, Your Highness.
Yes. If it weren't for that, Louisa, I think today would be the unhappiest day of my life. Instead, it will be my most perfect day.
My dear Maria, if only we could stay here forever.
Oh, it's so beautiful, Louis. The orchard in bloom. The lake.
With swans. And yet no swans dance as soft as your cheeks. Oh, darling, why? Why is your uncle so determined that I should not marry you?
I don't know, Louis.
Oh, if only I could take my courage in my two hands.
He would refuse. I know my Lord Cardinal. Besides, for me, he has other plans.
The church?
I think so.
Oh, Maria, such loveliness to be wasted in convent walls.
Not wasted, Louis. Those within convent walls have a mission. A mission of self-sacrifice and love.
Why, Maria, you speak as though you were in agreement with my Lord Cardinal.
Of course I'm not in agreement with him, Louis. But I am deeply religious. That is why I accept what is to be. I feel that if a higher one than us wanted it so, then it should be so. But we must be apart.
I cannot bear to think of it. I just cannot bear the thought. And it's so absurd. I, the King of France, master of everything I survey, and yet I cannot have what I love most in this world.
Look, riding through the gates, the horsemen.
Why, I do believe... Oh, no, my eyes must be deceiving me.
Somebody you know.
Letellier. Letellier, of all people, what's he doing here? Mon Dieu, what brings you here, Letellier? You with the important charge of the palace.
Your Majesty, give me time for breath. I've been riding furiously, never stopping except to change horses. Your Majesty, you must come back to the palace at once.
What?
At once, Your Majesty. Something serious has happened.
But I've only just arrived, and for 3 days.
Oh, 1,000 pardons, Your Majesty, to dare to argue with you, but you must ride for Paris post-haste. You ought to be married late this afternoon.
Married?
Yes. The Cardinal came to you in your bedchamber this morning and informed Edmund Marchiali, believing he was you, that you must be married according to the Spanish customs. He would take no refusal.
But that wouldn't... Oh, no, 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 I won't do it. Maria and I planned this, these 3 days together. Perhaps the last 3 days for a long, long time.
Oh, but Your Majesty, the marriage must take place.
Marriage? Mon Dieu, this gives me the most brilliant idea I've ever had. Letellier, ride back to Paris without me. Without you? Yes, Letellier, without me. Maria, Maria, my darling Maria, why didn't I think of this before? Marchiali can go through with the marriage. He can marry the Infanta again on the state occasion, which will lead me to marry you in secret.
Your match!
Oh, how convenient to have a man the image of yourself. Why, he can even play the husband. Well, Letellier, don't stand there and stare. Go back to Paris and tell him. This is an order from the king.